Who? Oh, one of them's a shambling undead bureaucrat, and the other one used to work in accounts before he had a little accident with the summoning. I bare my teeth at Harriet. The game's up.
I don't think so.
She's just standing there, looking supercilious and slightly triumphant behind her bodyguard of zombies.
Actually, the boot is on the other foot. You're late, and you're out of a job, Robert. The counter-possession unit is being liquidated. That old fossil Angleton isn't needed anymore. Once we get the benefits of panopticon surveillance combined with look-to-kill technology and rolled out on a departmental basis. In fact, you're just in time to clear your desk.
She grins horribly.
Stupid little boy. I'm sure they can find a use for you below stairs.
You've been talking to our friend Mr. McLuhan, haven't you? I ask desperately, trying to keep her talking. I really don't want the night watchman to carry me away. Is he upstairs?
If so, you probably need to know that I intend to arrest him. 12 counts of murder and attempted murder, in case you were wondering.
I almost look round, but manage to resist the urge. Josephine's voice is brittle but controlled.
Police. Wrong jurisdiction, dear,
Harriet says consolingly.
And I do believe our idiot tearaway here has got you on the wrong message. That will never do.
She snaps her fingers.
Take the woman, detain the man.
Stop, I begin. The zombies step forward, lurching jerkily, and then all hell breaks loose about 20 centimeters from my right ear. Zombies make excellent night watchmen, and it takes a lot to knock one down, but they're not bulletproof, and Josephine unloads her magazine 2 rounds at a time. I'm dazzled by the flash, and my head feels as if someone is whacking me on the ear with a shovel. Bits of meat and unspeakable ripped stuff go flying, but precious little blood, and they keep coming.
When you've quite finished, Harriet hisses and snaps her fingers at Josephine.
The zombies pause for a moment, then close in, as their mistress backs toward the staircase up to the first floor.
Quick, down the back corridor there, I gasp, pointing to my left.
The what?
Quick!
I dash along the corridor, tugging Josephine's arm until I feel her running with me. I pull my warrant card and yell,
"Open sesame!"
ahead, and doors slam open to either side, including the broom closets and ductwork access points.
In here.
I dive into one side, and Josephine piles in after me, and I yank at the door.
Close, damn you, fuck! Close, sesame!
And it slams shut with a hard scrabble of bony fingertips on the outside.
Got a light? I ask.
Nah, I don't smoke, but I've got a torch somewhere.
The scrabbling's getting louder.
I don't want to hurry you or anything, but...
And lo, there is light. We're standing at the bottom of a shallow shaft, with cable runs vanishing above us into the gloom. Josephine looks frantic.
They didn't drop. I shot them, and they didn't drop.
Don't sweat it. They're run by remote control.
Maybe now is not the time to explain about 6-node summoning points, the Volman exercise, and the minutiae of raising and binding the dead. They're knocking on the door and they want in. But look, here's something even more interesting.
Hey, I see Cat 5 cabling. Pass me your torch.
This isn't the time to go all geeky on me, nerd boy. Or are you looking for roaches?
Just fucking do it. I'll explain later, okay?
Harriet is really getting to me. It's been a long day, and I told myself ages ago that if I ever heard another fucking lecture about timekeeping from her, I'd go postal.
Bingo!
It is Cat 5, and there's an even more interesting cable running off to one side that looks like a DS3. I whip out my multi-tool and begin working on the junction box. The scrabblings become insistent by the time I've uncovered the wires, but what the fuck? Who was it who said, "When they think you're technical, is the time to go crude?" I grab a handful of network cables and yank, hard. Then I grab another handful. Then, having disconnected the main trunk line, mission accomplished, I take another moment to think.
Bob, have you got a plan?
I'm thinking.
Then think faster. They're about to come through the door.
Which is when I remember my mobile phone and decide to make a last-ditch attempt. I speed dial Bridget's office extension. And Angleton picks up after 2 rings. Bastard.
Ah, Bob.
He sounds positively avuncular.
Where are you? Did you manage to shut down the internet?
I don't have time to correct him, Besides, Josephine is reloading her cannon, and I think she's going to try a really horrible pun if I don't produce a solution PDQ. Boss, run McLuhan's Scorpion Stair tool and upload the firmware to all the motion tracking cameras on the ground floor east wing loop right now.
What? I'm not sure I heard you correctly.
I take a deep breath. She subverted the night watchman. Everybody else is out of the building. Do it now, or I'm switching to a diet of fresh brains.
If you say so, he agrees, with the manner of an indulgent uncle talking to a tearaway schoolboy, then hangs up.
There's a splintering crash, and a hand rams through the door right between us and embeds itself in the wall opposite. Oh, shit, I have time to say as the hand withdraws. Then a bolt of lightning goes off about 2 feet outside the door, roughly simultaneous with a sizzling crash and a wave of heat. We cower in the back of the cupboard, terrified of fire, until after what seems like an eternity, the sprinklers come on.
Is it safe yet?
She asks. At least I think that's what she says. My ears are still ringing.
One way to find out.
I take the broken casing from the network junction box and chuck it through the hole in the door. When it doesn't explode, I gingerly push the door open. The ringing is louder. It's my phone. I pull it wearily out of my pocket and hunch over it to keep it dry, leaning against the wall of the corridor to stay as far away from the blackened zombie corpses as I can.
Who's there? Your manager.
He sounds merely amused this time.
What a sorry shower you are. Come on up to Mahogany Row and dry off, both of you. The director has a personal bathroom. I think you've earned it.
Harriet? Bridget? McLuhan?
Taken care of,
he says complacently, and I shiver convulsively as the water reaches gelid tentacles down my spine and tickles my balls like a drowned lover.
Okay, we'll be right up.
I glance back at the smashed-in utility cupboard, and Josephine smiles at me like a frightened feral rat, all sharp teeth and savagery and shining .38 automatic.
We're safe now, I say, as reassuringly as possible. I think we won.
The journey to Angleton's lair is both up and along. He normally works out of a gloomy basement on the other side of the hollowed-out block of prime London real estate that is occupied by the laundry, but this time he's ensconced in the director's suite on the abandoned top floor of the North Wing. The North Wing is still dry. Over there, people are still at work, oblivious to the charred zombies lying on the scorched, soaked, thaumaturgically saturated wing.